patient is on Gale Kelsky, LP, Gale 32209. Please address this letter to. Please send a copy of this dictation to Countryside Medical, Dr. Lee, and also to Dr. Gallinero. Mrs. Kels is a 77-year-old lady that I've seen in the hospital. She was in the hospital in November of 2012 for a TIA versus stroke. At that time, she had excessive aphasia, dysarthria, myelitis, and weakness. She was thought of a TIA. CT of the brain was unremarkable. At that time, patient was also found to have left breast mass. She had a biopsy, which confirmed that she had carcinoma. Subsequently, patient underwent a left-sided lumpectomy on 12/18/12, which showed invasive lobular cancer with multiple nodes positive. They also, in the interim, patient had some epidural injection of contaminated steroid, had a lumbar puncture done, which apparently just showed some fluid collection. The patient was readmitted on January 7th to the hospital because of urosepsis. She was in the ICU, was septic. She had gram-negative sepsis with E. coli. Was seen by Dr. Ivan. She was felt of acute pyelonephritis. She was recently finished her antibiotic and is scheduled to see Dr. Ivan next week. She is accompanied by her husband today. And even prior to her getting sick, patient was ambulating with the help of a cane. She's very frail. Bone pain, back pain. Paragraph 15, physical development chart review. Paragraph pathology was reviewed. Patient had left breast wide resection, which showed multifocal invasive pleomorphic globular carcinoma grade 3 with multiple foci noted and multiple areas of globular carcinoma in situ. And the margins, there was pagetoid spread of pleomorphic globular carcinoma along the larger breast ducts, and also deep margin had pleomorphic globular carcinoma in situ. There were there was left axillary sentinel node showed metastatic disease with focal extracapsular extension, and subsequent 4 out of 4 lymph nodes also showed metastatic pleomorphic globular carcinoma. Period. Impression? Acute pyelonephritis with E. coli sepsis, number 2. T1A, N2A, MX. Invasive lobular carcinoma. With ductal carcinoma in situ identified in the inferior and superior margins. ER positive, PR negative, HER2 negative. K67 intermediate. Number 3 is solid lesion in left kidney followed by Dr. Durr. Unexpected management. Number 4, diastolic heart dysfunction by history. Number 5, TIA versus CDA in November of 2012. Plan. When patient was in the hospital, we had extensive discussion with the patient, daughter, and the spouse, and also discussed the case with Dr. Newstein. Patient has had this diagnosis for the past 2 months. However, because of her interim hospitalization, sepsis, etc., it was felt that patient is not a surgical candidate at the present time, and that she should get chemotherapy first, considering the stage of her disease and the fact that if she gets chemotherapy, this would be further postponed. Period. We'll talk to Dr. Carrascosa, set him up for radiation therapy. Also get a PET scan, get an infusion port, and see her following that for initiation of chemotherapy. Side effects discussed with the patient and spouse. Period. Also, patient is scheduled to see Dr. Ivan next week and will have repeat blood cultures. And if those are negative, she will have a port inserted. Again, I do appreciate care sincerely and illusion. Please, this is like, I'm sorry, don't write that sentence. Just a copy of this to Dr. Newstein and Countryside Medical. Thank you. It's 121.